Yukon is experiencing its third gold rush historically.
Forget about the border. International relations in the Golden Circle just got a little better. And elections information for here and the rest of the region. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. Hainesboro officials returned from Whitehorse with excitement this week.
You could feel the energy in Whitehorse when we got there. Things are happening in Whitehorse.
Borough Mayor Jan Hill, along with Borough Manager Mark Ernest, Southeast Conference's Robert Venables, and Borough Advisory Board member Darcy Kulbeck, made the trip to the Yukon Territory's capital city last week, meeting with representatives from the city of Whitehorse, like Deputy Mayor and Tourism Economic Development Official. The Yukon Chamber President and Board Chair, Yukon Chamber of Mines Executive Director, Whitehorse Chamber of Commerce President, Yukon Tourism Association Board Chair also participated in the special roundtable meeting last Friday, the 23rd. Mayor Hill at this week's assembly meeting brought the assembly's attention to a list of action items that came out of the meeting.
First, to initiate electronic communications among the whole group, the Yukon Chamber will set up this email list. The Chamber of Mines with Haines and the City of Whitehorse will create a directory of local services and recreational activities, including Haines fishing, etc., for those employees. Possible Yukon funding would be available for this project. Another marketing campaign would be to brand the highway system in Kluane Park. The Golden Circle will be centerpiece with Kluane and Highway as add-ons. We're considering the extension of the Purple Heart Highway designation in conjunction with the Canadian Highway of Heroes. Port development, if the Assembly approves a port planning committee, the Yukon Chamber and Chamber of Mines pledge to participate. Borough is to attend the Geoscience Conference and Opportunities North and may be able to distribute marketing brochures this year and present at next year's conferences. Collaborate with Haines and Skagway on energy issues through participation in Southeast Conference's Energy Committee.
The meeting assured the borough of the value of ports like Haines and Skagway to Whitehorse as mining becomes a bigger industry in the territory. Hill had this from her mayor's report.
The Yukon is experiencing its third gold rush historically, with over $355 million spent on exploration in this year alone. Several feasibility studies are underway, and the expectation is for a new mine to come online every 2 to 3 years for the foreseeable future. Workforce shortages are evident, and port access is going to be more valuable as transport costs rise. Railroad interests still exist for possible future export. General discussion on past and future economic and cultural benefits that exist between Yukon and Haines, with opportunities growing as collaborations increase. It was agreed to continue meetings and expand participation by inviting other chambers of commerce and all stakeholders.
But growing industry equals more demand for electricity, and Manager Ernest was assured that Northern Southeast could also be part of an eventual energy need solution for the territory.
But they're looking far and wide. I mean, I think everything is on the table right now because of what their projections and needs will be there. They're looking all over. So Southeast Alaska definitely has a place in that equation, at least in those discussions.
In related assembly news, the assembly authorized the borough manager to move ahead with forming the Haines Port Development Steering Committee. The group would oversee and guide an expansion of Haines Port. More information on membership will soon be advertised, says borough manager Mark Ernest. The Government Affairs and Services Committee plans to bring a resolution to the Haines Assembly to establish an economic development task force to assess whether Haines would benefit from an economic development council, much like Juneau's or Skagway's. The nonprofit organizations sometimes offer grants, small business loans, or general guidance for business development. The 2011 Haines Candidate Forum, taped in front of a live audience on September 26th, airs on KHNS Radio at the following times: Wednesday, September 28th, 9 to 11 p.m., Sunday, October 2nd, 2 to 4 p.m., and Monday, October 3rd, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. The same forum, as well as separate interviews with some candidates, are also being televised various nights on cable channel 14. You can find that full schedule on the channel 6 scanner. The forum is also online at khns.org under the local news. And stay tuned to KHNS for more information on your local elections. Skagway and Chilkat Valley voters aren't the only ones voting next Tuesday. Other Southeast Alaska residents head to the polls on Tuesday, October 4th. They'll choose city and borough leaders and voice opinions on a variety of ballot measures. Those measures include taxing plastic bags, funding hydropower projects, and dropping a senior citizen exemption for a tax on booze and smokes. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Elected officials and citizen petitions have placed more than a dozen measures on Southeast municipal ballots. One of the most controversial is in Juneau, where a local group put a 15-cent per plastic bag tax before voters. It would only affect customers at larger retailers, such as Fred Meyer and Walmart. Supporter Dixie Belcher says the goal is to encourage people to give up plastics and instead bring reusable bags.
They do that in many other parts of the world. Because of their impact on the ocean, they're banned in 25% of the world, and they're taxed in many other parts of the world. And generally, the taxation lowers the use of plastic bags by about 90% in the first 3 months.
The ballot measure faces strong opposition from many businesses and public officials. Resident Jerry Swanson thinks the proposal won't have the intended effect.
Personally, I own several reusable bags, and I always forget to bring them with me when I go shopping. I recycle those small shopping bags in my garbage in my bathrooms, and some I even take to the recycle center. So I think 15 cents is just a silly idea for this city.
Juneau has four other ballot measures. One would continue a temporary 3% sales tax that funds police, fire, and ambulance services, as well as road, water, and sewer repairs. Another would pay for an energy-efficient ground-source heat pump at an elementary school. Yet another would replace artificial turf at a local ball field. One more would pull Juneau out of state-mandated campaign disclosure rules and replace them with its own. Mayor Bruce Botello says changes made a few years ago have scared off potential candidates. That's because they require too much information on earnings.
The 2007 amendments required not only the disclosure of the source of all income in excess of $1,000, it does require you to state the amount.
He says Juneau's proposed rules only require the income source be reported. Critics say the current system works and keeps candidates honest. Many other communities have already pulled out of state requirements in favor of their own. Ketchikan voters face three measures in the October 4th election. The city ballot has a bond issue providing $15 million for the Whitman Lake hydropower project. The state already has chipped in $11 million, and the ballot measure would bring the total near what's needed. Mayor Lou Williams says it's an important part of keeping the price of electricity low.
Right now, we pay 9.5 cents a kilowatt, and it's really helped our growth down here, and especially in some industries. And then we're also have a line at home switch over to hydro, so it's so much cheaper than the fuel right now. So we're just pushing to get every little project we can, and Whitman's on the board. It's ready to go.
Another city ballot measure would change the candidate filing period to match that of the Ketchikan Gateway Borough. The borough ballot has one measure asking whether assembly members should continue to be elected at large rather than by district. Ketchikan has both a city and a borough government. Petersburg voters face three measures. One would sell $1.5 million of bonds to fund a new library. Another would allow the city council to declare up to two sales tax-free days each year. A third would repeal a sales tax exemption on the sale of alcohol and tobacco to seniors. Mayor Al Dwyer says passing the measure would lessen impacts on government services.
Alcohol and tobacco are very expensive for the municipalities and the states and the federal government to deal with. Medically.
But some worry the measure will lead to removing other senior exemptions. Councillor Dan Hickman says it should stay in place.
My argument from the get-go was, by the time you get to 65, if you want to continue killing yourself, you earn the right.
Sitka has one ballot measure that would raise the property tax limit from 6 to 6.5 mils. The increased revenues would be used to fund improvements to municipal infrastructure, such as the hospital and its maintenance. Haines has two ballot propositions. They ask voters to recall a pair of assembly members. Backers claim they violated borough law by failing to appoint a new assembly member to an open seat. Wrangell and Skagway have no measures on this year's municipal ballot. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
Juneau will file a petition with the local boundary commission to annex lands proposed for a Petersburg borough. The assembly voted Monday to challenge Petersburg's plan to incorporate an area previously identified for annexation to the city and borough of Juneau. It includes all the territory from the southern Juneau boundary and east to the Canadian border, the Tracy Arm, Ford's Terror Wilderness, and Endicott Arm, as well as Holcomb, Windham, and Hobart Bays. 30,000 acres at Hobart Bay are owned by Goldbelt, Juneau's native corporation. Juneau previously did not file to annex the area in deference to Goldbelt, which had said it preferred not to be in any borough. The corporation says it's currently neutral on the Petersburg petition. The Goldbelt Board of Directors is to decide its borough preference over the next couple of months. There was no discussion on the Assembly's resolution to file the annexation petition. It calls for all or a portion of the lands on the mainland south of Juneau's southern boundary that was recommended years ago as a model borough. October 26 is the deadline for filing competing petitions and opposing briefs with the local boundary commission. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.